Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios, Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning with me, I have just met Mark just a little bit ago, Mark Magos from Trigger Talent. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Yes, I discovered Mark, basically his Facebook analogies. Quite humorous. I told my wife Brenda, she's always going, look at this Mark Magos. You see Mark Magos. He goes, look what he's talking about today. And I look at and I hee haw about it, and I go, huh, I gotta call this guy. I gotta get him in here because he's hilarious. Some of the stuff he comes up with.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your sense of humor because not everybody gets my sense of humor. I get in trouble sometimes.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Well, I can understand that. Yeah. I guess we have similar sense of humor. I just think things are funny, you know. So, Mark, you are a retired.
Yes.
You retired from advertising business?
Yes, I had a direct marketing business for 26 years.
Sure. Where'd you operate out of?
Mostly my operations, my area of dominance was the Midwest, mostly the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Okay. And tell me a little bit like what that entailed, your direct marketing.
I keyed on mostly car dealerships.
Yeah.
And I would do direct mail promotions for them.
Okay.
I also did political mailing.
Okay.
Anything that took some in-depth demographic studies to find out a targeted audience. That was my niche.
Okay. All right. And did well at that?
I did. Yeah. Really enjoyed it.
Super. And you were in that for how many years?
26 years.
And you retired, and now you're Trigger Talent.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Are you carrying right now? Do you always carry?
I carry wherever I can legally.
Yeah. And you also, you teach. You teach people how to shoot. Tell them, concealed carry, all that good stuff.
Yeah, concealed carry is our main thrust. They passed the law 11 years ago, and so far we've had over 5,000 students, which is more than anybody else in the state.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. So how do you advertise that on Facebook or direct marketing, or how do you do that?
I don't even, well, when I started out, I had billboards and direct marketing and everything else, but that was just for a year. Now it's been word of mouth and Facebook.
Okay. So you're a family man?
I am.
Yeah. Married, kids?
Married for 40 years in May, and two kids, a couple of grandkids, yeah.
And grew up in the area?
Grew up in Alton. Now I live in Godfrey.
Okay. And in your, where do you practice your shooting at?
We have a range that we have a partnership with Joe Harris. It's called the Proving Ground. It's a private club. It's on Highway 67 right next to Jun Construction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good range because we can shoot there, what I call tactical shooting, which means we can carry a gun on us, we can do move and shoot, all the fun stuff.
I see. I don't really know that much about shooting. I have a few guns, but I'm not a crack shot. In fact, where I grew up in Hardin, Calhoun, you know, everybody was into hunting. I tried to get into hunting when I was young or even older, but I have such a terrible shot. So I can never hit anything.
It takes practice.
Yeah. I never could. So tell us a little bit about the qualifications as far as shooting goes.
Okay. Well, for the concealed carry, the qualifications that I have 7 qualifications from the NRA, some of their most advanced classes. I've been some of the most advanced schools in the country. I've studied under SEAL Team 6 members, Green Berets. I've done just a lot of classes because I've been into it for many years. And I've been an instructor since 1998, which is, what is that, 30 years, somewhere mm-hmm. in there, 26 years. So I still go to schools because, in my opinion, it comes to shooting, and especially carrying a firearm for self-defense on your person, you need training. You need to be able to hit what you're shooting at and nothing else.
Yes, and just the safety of carrying a gun.
The safety, the laws, the whole nine yards.
And keeping a gun. What do you recommend as far as when you have a dog? What are some of the main principal things you say, hey, you need to do this, this, and this. Because a lot of people don't take any classes, you know.
They don't, and I hope they're not carrying a gun. I know a lot do, and I can certainly understand that, because actually our CCL laws and our FOID laws, they're very unconstitutional. I think there's 27 states now that have constitutional carry, which means if you're 18, 19, 20, or 21, depending upon the state, and no felony, you can strap on a gun and carry it for self-defense, and not in the state of Illinois. But yeah, there are just a lot of safety rules to go through. The classes for Illinois are 16 hours. It's very in-depth. It's more than any other state requires to carry a gun.
Yeah. So what are some of the main rules?
The NRA rules are basically keep your finger off the trigger. Don't point your gun at anything you don't wish to destroy. Keep your gun unloaded until you're ready to use it. That's kind of a little different question there. And always know your target and what is beyond.
Does that go carrying a gun not only out in public but also like hunting? Also like out when you're out in the duck blind or
always.
Same rules go for everybody.
Yeah. Same rules for everybody.
Yep.
Now you keep your gun unloaded until ready to use, unless it's your defensive weapon or you're hunting with it.
Mm-hmm. I notice it says here that you are, Illinois concealed 7 NRA instructor level certifications. How about that? Tell me something about that.
Well, it's rifle, pistol, shotgun. Refuse to be a victim. I'm a certified range safety officer. Their two most advanced classes are personal protection in the home and personal protection outside the home. Those are my NRA credentials.
I see. I heard a story just a few days ago, and I'm sure you heard it as well. I'm not sure what town it was in. It was in the Alton Metro area where somebody was trying to break into a house and the owner shot and killed the guy on the front porch. Did you hear that?
I did not.
Yeah.
But there are some, I mean, that's lawful to do if they're trying to enter into in a riotous, tumultuous way, which means they're trying to kick a door down or, you know, some kind of obvious attack on the home where you can assume that they're trying to enter the home to commit a felony. It's lawful to shoot through a door, shoot through a window, if that's the case.
Hmm. So what do you think will happen in this case?
I don't know the specifics, so I would hate to guess.
Yeah. If you're carrying, and the sign says on the door, no concealed carry, you just go back out to your car and put your gun away?
If it's the correct sign, it has to be 4x6, has to be a red circle, a black gun with the statute down in the corner. If it's not the correct size, or it's not in a conspicuous place, I'll carry right by it. The law says it must be 4x6. The law says it must be conspicuous. I know the law. I teach my students the law. And if a building or if a business does not follow these laws, we go right by it.
I see. Where do you usually carry a gun at? Where's the most?
Almost everywhere.
Yeah.
In this part of Illinois, there aren't a lot of places you can't carry a gun. Now, there are 26, roughly, places that are standardized, actually, throughout the country where you can't carry. And we are taught that in class. Like, you can't carry on post office property, federal property, casinos, places like that, hospitals, mental hospitals, nursing homes, libraries. That's all covered in class. In fact, as far as I know, I have the only class that I'm aware of that actually has an attorney speak the law portion of the class.
I see.
It's done on DVD by a very certified attorney.
Let's go through educate us a little bit on the class. You know, you have different levels of classes that you teach?
Not for concealed carry. It's all the same.
It's all the same.
The ISP mandates a certain curriculum, and your curriculum has to cover what they want it to cover. And there's just enough time in 16 hours to cover what they want.
Okay. Let's go through the ABCs of it.
Okay. We start out with handgun safety,
uh-huh.
How to handle the handgun, how to manipulate the handgun, how to store it safely, how to operate it, how to fix malfunctions, how to aim the handgun, how to shoot the handgun, how to grip it, the whole nine yards. So when you leave day one of class, And we have firearms in the classroom, so we instruct people on how to hold the actual gun, rack it, feel it, see what they like about it, see if they like this gun, don't like that gun, you know, size matters and everything else. And then day two is law day and live fire day. There's a mandatory live fire test for the state of Illinois.
Okay, so what happens there? You just get out and shoot away?
Or yeah, it's really controlled because it's controlled for safety. My co-instructor, which actually is from Jerseyville, Carrollton, it's Allison Vandersand.
Okay.
She owns a medicine shop here in town. She helps me on the range. She's also a certified range safety instructor and, of course, certified by the NRA and certified by the ISP to teach. So on the range, it's totally controlled. We have a firing line of 8 to 10 people per line, so they're all firing at the same time. They're all following direction at the same time, so we stay orderly and accurate.
Okay.
Safe.
And all firing pistols?
Yes.
Okay.
The state of Illinois makes you shoot the test with a concealable handgun, which is actually about anything.
Okay.
We've had every kind of gun from a .22 to a .44 Magnum. If you can conceal it, which means you can wear a trench coat if you want,
right?
And carry a 10-pound gun if you want.
So day three, what happens on the...
That's it, just 2 days.
Just 2 days?
Yep.
And you're done?
We're done. 16 hours.
8 hours a day?
Yep.
Okay. So what does it cost, may I ask?
I charge $155. We're not the highest. We're definitely not the lowest. I have the best instructors in the area. Besides myself, I have Gene Flowers, who is a national champion shooter. He attends every class. Allison Vandersand attends every 16-hour class and some of the 3-hour classes for renewal. We have the broadest range and longest years of experience of any other company that I have seen advertised for concealed carry.
So we go in on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday morning, and we go till 4, and Sunday is the same thing, 8 to 4.
Okay.
Maybe 4:30, somewhere in there.
And we have lunch, and we bring our own lunch?
No, lunch is provided. That's part of the fee.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, man, we hear so much about gun laws, things going on with guns. Is Illinois one of the strictest states as far as guns go?
It's the strictest and the craziest. They are so far away from the Constitution. The other states are laughing at us. California is laughing at us.
Well, that's
bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's
California's
bad.
Laughing.
It is.
Okay, let's.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this a little bit, emphasize what's going on, and so people know?
I can. I guess the big question on most people's mind is this recent gun ban. Governor Pritzker called it the Assault Weapons Ban. It's called the PICA Act, Protect Illinois Something Act, Protect Illinois Communities Act, I think is what it is. And he banned almost every gun in the state, and he also added to that a magazine capacity ban. And it's been interesting.
Banned almost every gun in the state.
It seems like it.
Okay.
Although your average handgun is okay, it can't have a magazine that holds more than 15 rounds.
Okay.
Or it can't be modified to hold more than 15 rounds. So I tell my students to put a little glue on their base plate of their magazine where the push pin is to remove the base plate, because in theory you could extend it past 15 rounds. It's just kind of ridiculous, but that makes it reasonable in the eyes of the law that you modified your magazine to not hold more than 15 rounds.
Okay.
It really gets sticky.
Okay. What else? What else you got in regards
to the laws?
Yeah.
Okay. That I guess basically the non-compliance of that law. He passed it in January over a year ago, just before he went to Davos, Switzerland, to speak to the World Economic Forum. Now, what a governor from Illinois had business speaking there, I have no idea, but he did, and he wanted to pass this law, which he did basically in the dark of night, had no public input, which is normal and customary, and he passed this assault weapons ban so he could go there to Europe and brag about how he passed the most comprehensive weapons ban in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So he achieved what he wanted to do. He got his applause from the Europeans, assuming he's planning on running for president or somewhere here in the future. I don't know.
So what was accomplished? You say people aren't abiding by it?
No. The law went into effect a year ago, January, and they had from October until December to register their firearms. January 1st, that law went into actual effect. And at that time, in January 1st, only 1.2%, actually 0.01% of the people that might own an assault weapon or another banned weapon under that, or a magazine or another accessory, complied. So what he did, he extended it because nobody complied with the law.
Yeah.
And it was a huge embarrassment.
Do you think it was because they really didn't know about it? Or why didn't people comply?
They knew about it. It was just social, what would you call it? Social, giving him the finger.
Yeah. They're not going
to
do it.
They're not going to do it. And so he had to extend it to make it look good. So people then, I guess that kind of made him nervous then. So people started complying more,
okay,
a little bit more. But what those people in effect did, signed an affidavit that they now have a weapon that is banned and they refuse to do it by the deadline of December 31st. They're admitting to the government that they have broken the law. I don't know why they're doing it now.
Okay.
If you're going to do it, you should have done it before January 1st.
Right.
Now you're saying, I broke the law and here's my gun.
And have you heard what's happened with that? Have they come and taken any guns or anything?
Not that I know of. And I don't know if they will during this extension period. I really don't know if that was ever their plan. I think it was just a big ploy by Pritzker to make this big grandstand in Europe or even in this country here. However, I think every gun owner knows that the only reason for registration is confiscation. Why else do they want to know what guns you have?
Mm-hmm.
Or anything else you own. It's for confiscation purposes.
Tell us a little bit your experience or what you know. We were talking earlier about the FOID card, you know, because it goes 10 years and then you have to re-sign up unless
you have
tell us the ins and outs, what's going on.
Yeah, you have to buy it again in 10 years. In fact, the FOID card was found by a lower court here in the state of Illinois about 3 years ago to be unconstitutional. Of course, you know, it's just a lower court. Only three states in the country have a FOID or FOID-like card, and one of them is not California. That's how stupid it is. It has no validity. But what's even more egregious, in my opinion, the FOID law is you're buying your right. You're buying an inalienable right, which is absolutely anti-constitutional. That's why nobody has it besides three states.
Okay.
If you had to buy a card before you went to vote, this country would freak out. We
right.
can't even get voter ID. We don't know who's voting. But if you had to buy a card for $10 to go vote, that's what we're doing with guns. And it's just a background check before you get a background check when you buy the gun. So what's the purpose of it? It serves no purpose.
But you were saying earlier something about every 9.5 years.
Yeah. Well, when you buy a firearm, they do a background check on you, state and federal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy a gun under this new rule by the ISP, every 9.5 years, your FOID card just keeps extending. Or if you buy a gun if I were to buy a gun tomorrow, my FOID card will now jump 10 years from tomorrow because they'll run a background check tomorrow.
Okay.
At the gun store. So right. that automatically jumps now my FOID card 10 years from then, as opposed to expiring maybe next month.
So the trick is every 9.5 years, you buy a gun.
That's it.
Yeah.
And your FOID stays alive forever.
Yeah. How are gun sales? Are they high, low? What's going on with gun sales?
They have leveled off. But when this gun ban went into effect, actually when the law went into effect a year ago, the law was on the books and actually a law from January of 2023 to January 1st. It was still a law and it was passed. They weren't just going to start working on it till like October. That's when they wanted the registrations to kick in heavily. You're supposed to register before that, but nobody did. So they gave us 3 months to, you know, tell them where our guns were and what guns we had.
But gun sales have leveled off now.
They've leveled off, but they went through the roof. In fact, gun sales in 2023 were the highest in the country, in the state of Illinois.
I see.
Well, I should say background checks, but that's what they counted because you can't really count gun sales. It'd be too hard to collate. But background checks federally were the highest in Illinois in 2023. higher than Kentucky, higher than Utah. Those were the next two states.
Well, Mark, it's been very interesting, very educational.
Thank you.
And I think it's really great that you run such a fine shop as far as teaching how to handle guns. It's very important. And thanks so much for coming in. Do you have any points or anything that you want to add to this interview?
Thanks for asking. There is one thing, and I wish I could get more people involved, is our tactical classes. I'm holding one in May, and I'm holding one in June. They are small classes, kept to 15. It is real combat shooting, real defensive shooting, because on our range, we can actually draw from a holster, move and shoot, different types of targets, non-threats, discerning non-threat from threat, barricade shooting. I mean, real defensive shooting, carjacking scenarios. I actually park my SUV down there on the range. We shoot from around it. We shoot from inside of it. Real defensive shooting scenarios.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Just to be prepared, because then when it really, if it would really happen, which it can happen, crazy things happen, you would instinctual know what you should do, where you should be, so you don't shoot yourself
exactly.
or your foot or somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. Accidentally.
Most ranges, gun ranges, you have to put your gun on a table, pick it up and shoot it and put it back on the table. On our range, we wear our cover garments just like we dress on the street, and we draw and run and move and shoot with that. So it's real defensive shooting.
Sounds great.
Thanks
for coming in, Mark.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
See you out there.
Okay. Thank
right,
you.
Bye.